impacted.
Agriculture education has expanded the last few years in the state of Minnesota, with many new FFA chapters popping up across the state. AgCentric Executive Director Keith Olander says he expects to see that trend to continue.
We're seeing just tremendous growth, something I've never seen in my career at the secondary level. The expansion, you know, somewhere in that 30% range, and still we're going to look to add new chapters again this year going forward. There's really become a renewed curiosity or appeal in where food comes from. How do we produce food? But even beyond that, how does it intertwine with our environment? So you even think from a natural resources perspective, a lot of interest. The other thing I think from high schools is how do they deliver education that's applied, you know, be it physics, chemistry, whatever, math. You know, there's a lot of students that learn very well in an applied learning setting, being in a lab or outside.
There has also been a demographic shift. Olander says FFA students with no ag background are more common than those who do come from the farm.
We now see that the vast majority of our students, probably up to almost three-quarters of our students in FFA, don't have farm background, which is a complete shift, obviously, in the mindset, thinking of how you operate in a classroom setting, what you do in FFA, but even from an industry perspective of who you're hiring. Obviously, there's a good leadership component, but we see a lot of these folks coming in that want to be a part of the food chain. So that may be somewhere in that processing business, inputs, outputs. Maybe they're going to be on farm, but that's not necessarily the norm anymore.
You're listening to The Red.